from the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Well, here we go. Launching another whole week here on the big radio station. I guess you have Ides every month. So is this the Ides of October if it's the 15th? Or you just have Ides of March?
It's only the Ides of March.
That's the only one that counts?
No, yeah. Caesar was not killed in October.
No, I know he wasn't. But I think every 15th is an Ide, is it not?
No, it's just a halfway point.
Okay.
It's a halfway point. Another month is almost gone.
We need a ruling. Hey, Joe Bartlett. How are you?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
We want to know everything about the Proud Boys. You know, I said the Proud Boys. What is this, Peter Pan?
What do you think, Joe?
Those are the Lost
Boys. Is Joe a member of the Proud Boys?
Why would I know?
Why would he know?
Because you're the newsman.
Well, we're going to find out. The governor wants an investigation.
The Proud Boys.
He thinks they were, you know, put up there by the White House.
Oh, come on.
That's what he's
saying. Cuomo said, yeah.
We're talking about that melee on the Upper East Side. The Proud Boys, they're a
big fight,
far right wing chauvinist white guy group. Right. They spoke up there.
You're a member of that, right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. No, I'm not. And those kooky left people.
Kooky left.
Those kooky left people.
Isn't
went
that
after
redundant
them.
With, in your world?
Serious point.
In your
though.
World, isn't kooky left redundant?
Yes. All right. The insane people on the left. They got into a fight with them. Well, get the big three, and I'll tell you. I have a serious point to make about this.
Okay. Our big three, the president went on 60 Minutes, wide-ranging interview from Mueller to the Saudi controversy to his love affair with Kim to climate change to mocking Dr. Ford. We got all of it. Also in the big three, that controversial Proud Boys-related brawl on the Upper East Side. Who are the Proud Boys? What was that all about? And rounding out the big three, you know, what's the bigger gossip story here? Meghan Markle's pregnant or Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande? Our Splitsville.
Grande.
Ariana, I like to call her Ariana Grande Latte. Yeah. Hey, Anthony, our associate producer, must be very happy today because he has a huge crush.
Wow.
On little Ariana Grande.
She's
the
best day ever. She's back on the market.
Yeah, she's interested in Anthony.
She's back on the market. Yeah. Got that.
I'll tell you, she says, you know what? Pete Davidson was good, but I need a real man like Anthony.
Yeah, she's heard you on our show from time to time, Anthony, so she's looking forward to meeting you.
Well, hey. She does have a thing for Staten Island guys, so.
Well, there you go.
I got to say that Pete Davidson, he looks weird. I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like the
very
Joker
tall.
In Batman.
He's extremely tall.
Big lips and funny colored hair. I don't know. She's better off with you, Anthony.
Looking,
yeah,
isn't?
He is weird
yeah.
looking.
So,
yeah.
so
yeah.
we. I thought it would last forever, too. Hey, you guys big Rascals fans? I love the Rascals.
Yeah, great songs.
On a Sunday afternoon, it's a beautiful morning.
That's my all-time favorite song.
Yeah.
All time.
They had a lot of hits.
They did. Oh, this is a good one.
This is the one I like a lot. Well, this is a great song.
That's constantly changing.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love.
Played at every wedding. Ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Rascals. I like the Rascals. Anyway.
We got tickets.
We got Rascals tickets all this week right here on 710. We're going to give them away at 8:30. So we're going to have a phone giveaway, tune in at 8:30 all this week. Rascals tickets, big concert going on.
Town Hall here in New York.
Weeks, yeah.
Yeah, Friday, October 26th at the Town Hall. You can win tickets to see the Rascals.
Awesome. Now, what's the point you wanted to make about something? I forgot completely what you were talking about.
The Proud Merry Boys.
The Lost Boys with Peter Pan.
Listen, I don't have any truck with these guys. I'm not interested in these crazy far right wing male chauvinist groups. No, I'm not. But,
yeah, but.
But.
Big but coming here.
What I'm concerned about is when Governor Cuomo and the New York public advocate, Tish James, they come out and they start calling for FBI investigations, hate crimes. Look, we got this thing called the First Amendment. The speech can be offensive, but people are allowed to say offensive things. And when you have the government officials like Cuomo and Tish James there saying, well, we really should look into these. Maybe there were hate crimes involved. That, to me, is the left trying to censor speech it does not like. That is a concern of mine.
Well, you know what? Hate crimes cut both ways. So
I mean, they didn't investigate Antifa.
And absolutely not. And did you see what happened out there in Portland?
Yeah.
They had riots out in Portland
exactly.
with Antifa.
Investigate them.
Yeah.
So, but this is Cuomo.
I think it's the insane slash, what'd you call them? Crazy left? No, what?
The kooky left.
Kooky.
The kooky
so
left.
So it's like, it's never just the left. It's the insane left.
It's the insane kooky,
kooky left.
I'm not making a case for these Proud guys. I mean, I'm sure they're crazy right-wing lunatic nutcases. But you got a right to be a right-wing lunatic nutcase in this country without government officials saying, if you're saying stuff we don't like, well, we should investigate hate crimes here. That is called censorship. And that is a dangerous road to go down, Len.
Oh boy. And we don't know who, but we don't know who started this fight. And we don't, originally I thought the three arrests, I saw one story that said the three arrests were on the left and people were furious that none on the right, but the NYPD is saying they have no idea the three arrests, who they're affiliated with.
No.
So I don't know.
But doesn't it bother you that you've got the governor of the state of New York now saying we should investigate these people for hate crimes?
Well,
don't they have a right to say what they want to say, as ridiculous as it may be?
What I found odd.
He won't answer the question.
No.
He won't answer the question.
I am. You're going to like my answer. Yes. Trust me, Mr. Kooky Wright. how come they only said that about the left? They never say the kooky right or the crazy right.
That's
ridiculous.
You know the big difference between the right and the left?
Yeah.
People on the right, they bathe. People on the left, they look like they never bathe. You see all that, those Antifa people out in Portland? They all look like they sleep under a bridge.
Are you done with your little smear campaign?
Yes.
No, what I think is wrong is when the governor comes out and says, well, it's Trump's fault. I mean, you know, it's just that.
It's not Trump's fault.
Why is that Trump's fault that these people are fighting?
Everything is his fault.
Exactly.
According when it comes to Cuomo.
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair.
I mean, Cuomo says hate cannot
be tolerated in New York.
Are you kidding me? Folks are welcome to hate. It's a free country. You can hate all you want to.
We like to tolerate hate. Hey, you know what? This may be my favorite story that's just breaking.
They've gone so far left that they consider Pocahontas to be a rational person.
Pocahontas. Well, get this story. The Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, fondly known as Pocahontas, she gave her DNA results to the Boston Globe.
Oh.
A DNA analyst found out that there's, quote, strong evidence that she has Native American heritage in her family tree. Take that, you kooks on the right.
All right, so she really is Pocahontas.
No.
What, does she hunt buffalo on the weekends?
No, this is pretty funny.
How much? What's the percentage?
What strong evidence, though? Yeah, you do or you don't?
No, listen. The Stanford professor found that the vast majority of Warren's heritage is European, but that an ancestor born in the late 1700s was partially Native American. Aha!
So, all right, so she's really Pocahontas. What's the problem here?
No, she's not.
What percentage does she have?
I don't think,
may even have some Native American.
Joe, I don't think that counts as a percentage at all.
No.
It doesn't. Of course it doesn't. So anyway, I think it's kind of funny.
Well, listen, I'm all for her running because Trump will clean her clock.
That would be a big mistake.
There is no way she's going to be able to beat President Trump.
No.
Nobody can beat him right now.
No one
can beat him.
What's that poll that came out the other day? Biden has like 20%?
33.
Yeah.
Among Democrats.
Yeah, but no one's even close after that.
No.
Everyone has 2, 4.
Cory Booker has like 0.02% or something.
Bloomberg, I was surprised how little he had. Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
Yeah.
It is early, but nevertheless, you look at that list, it's like, oh, boy.
More interesting to me, though, is these midterms are tightening up.
Yeah.
It looked like that blue wave was coming, but boy, the Kavanaugh confirmation really helped the Republicans, Lynn.
You're watching Fox a lot, huh?
No, I was reading the Drudge Report last night.
It was one or the other.
No. There was a report in McClatchy, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
McClatchy, yeah. And it was somebody who said, hey, at the same point, in the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it changed.
You got to get out of the New York Times bubble there, Lynn.
No, I don't know. The report I saw said that
Silver says the Democrats are going to ride a wave.
The report I saw said the Democrats are easily going to take the House.
I bet you. Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
Nate Silver, that genius.
They've gone so far left that they consider Pocahontas to be a rational person.
All right. There you go. Did you watch the 60 Minutes deal last night?
I did. I thought it was fun. I thought it was great. I love it when he said to Leslie Stahl, yeah, I'm president and you're not, so shut up.
Oh, I know that.
Shut
that was
up.
A funny
one. Basically,
I'm president and you're not. It's
so,
like,
so long, Les. Yeah,
I'm Chevy
Chase and
you're not.
He knows more than Mattis. I like that one.
Yeah, which one? Right.
Mattis. He knows more than, I know more than him.
I know more than Mattis. Here's the thing. You can get all the one-on-one sit-downs you want. You're never going to pin him down for anything. How about a Blasey Ford? I didn't mock her, but that's why we won.
Really? But his point is, well, take it as a look. It's over with. We won.
Yeah, we won.
Close the book on it.
But
move
he says
on.
That's why they won, because of that Blasey.
Could be.
Listen.
Could
be. Had I not made that speech, we would not have won. I was just saying she didn't seem to know anything.
No,
and you're trying to destroy a life of a man who has been extraordinary.
If he didn't make that mocking speech, they would have lost.
But at that point, everybody was very gentle with her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he said, hey, there's nothing to it.
Yep, that's right.
She can't prove it.
Yep.
And then the tide turned.
Yep.
So you're okay with that? that he mocked her, huh?
It's pure
mock
politics.
Her. He just recited
right.
her
out.
Facts.
The kooky yeah. right was happy with that.
We won, Len.
It's not going to stick.
We won. All I can tell you is we won, Len.
I will tell you.
Didn't.
The kooky left has a ring. The kooky right,
I don't know.
For some reason, it doesn't have a ring. What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Hey, just getting started on the Ides of October. Look it up. When we return, that awful beating in Brooklyn, and it was caught on camera, and that horrendous escalator death in the Bronx. This is just awful. Mm. And your next chance to win $1,000 coming up at 7:05 here on 710 WOR. Right now, let's get a check of traffic. Here's Bernie Viter.
OR.
And a very good Monday morning to you on October 15th. Len, now, did you see this? This young guy works for the MTA, was busted over the weekend for flashing two young girls, an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. Jeez. This guy, his name is Matthew Wolfart. It's an unfortunate
name. What's his name?
Wolfart.
Really?
Unfortunate.
That name? I don't know. No wonder he's got problems.
That's it. He's 28 years old. He looks like Johnny Depp, actually, in this picture that I'm seeing of him. Apparently, he pulled up to a girl in his gray minivan, asked for directions, and then exposed himself to her. And then he struck again 3 days later when he stopped an 11-year-old girl.
Where'd this happen?
This was out in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The two girls, ages 14 and 11. Now, this is how dumb this Wolfart guy is. What does he do? What is he wearing when he exposes himself? MTA branded clothing. He's got an MTA cap on and his MTA shirt on, and he's a bus driver for the MTA. So it wasn't too hard to track this guy down. But Mr. Wolfart.
Wow. Really? How do you spell that?
Wolfart.
Wolfart. Okay, fine.
He's a perv, though. Come on.
Well, he is. Well,
I figured you'd pick up on that part, Len.
No, that was Michael.
I said it was an unfortunate name.
Michael said it was an unfortunate name.
It's an unfortunate name. Yeah.
Are you listening here, Joe?
No, I think it was you.
It was not me. Did you see that attack on that guy in the street in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah.
We have the video.
That was terrible.
This is unbelievable.
Terrible.
So, this apparently, this poor guy is walking across the street. His name's Lipa Schwartz. He's 62. He's wearing his traditional Hasidic attire. Mm. And there's a livery cab driver. I think the argument is that the guy was walking too slow through the intersection. So the livery driver by the name of Abzal Wolfart. No, Farouk. Abzal Farouk.
Not a common name.
Honks his horn at him. So I think our pal Lipa Schwartz banged on his window, and then Abzal jumps out of his livery cab and starts to pummel the crap out of Lipa, grabbed him from behind, repeatedly punched him in the head, suffered a split lip, cut ear. Here's Lipa Schwartz.
What's going to happen? All of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. So I tried to protect myself. So I tried to run away. Then I fell. Then they come again on me.
You got to check out this video. It's at 710WR.com/Len and Michael. I believe after he's through with Lipa, some other guy tries to intercede. And
the livery guy goes after him, too. Pounds him into the ground.
After him, too. So originally he was going to be charged with a hate crime, but they've downgraded it. They've charged the guy with attempted assault in the second degree, assault in the third degree, menacing and harassment. And he's being held in lieu of $15,000.
You know, a few times when a car sort of turns onto your intersection, if you're a pedestrian, you're walking, and they cut into you, every now and then I think I'd just like to bang the back of a car sometimes, but then I worry that it's going to stop and some kook is going to jump out and wail on me.
That's happened to me. I've been going through an intersection, and you got to crawl through. So I've crawled. Because if you don't crawl through the intersection, you'll be there forever, especially in Midtown around NBC at 48. So I was just crawl. I was just very slowly, and people all the time bang.
And they bang on your car.
Oh,
you get out and wail on them?
No, I would not get out of my car. I'm the last person to be confrontational.
Do you snarl at them?
No.
What do you do?
I call them a wolf fart.
Oh, stop it. This is a terrible story. A man was killed after his shirt was stuck in a subway escalator in the Bronx, and it choked him to death early Sunday morning. This was at the Intervale station on the number 2 and 5 lines in Longwood, 3:45 a.m., the man was acting erratically, apparently, but when the police arrived, they found the 40-year-old man unconscious on the top of the escalator with part of his shirt caught in the machine and the other part choking him. Ooh, boy, that's
awful.
That's grisly.
Did I hear somewhere in that story that he may have been drinking or something?
Well, they say, what I have here is they say he was acting erratically. Now, 3:45 in the morning, acting erratically. I mean, you got to be a little blitzed out of your mind for your shirt to be caught in the escalator and not, you know, take it off or pull it off.
But what a way to go. Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, really, can you
going
imagine?
Up.
Oh, my God, going down. Where are you going?
Finished.
They have surveillance video and pictures of these three women. Now, they've put these crimes together. These three women are like a pickpocketing team.
Oh, really?
And they get victims on buses and subways. And here's their scam. What they do is they steal their wallets, steal their credit cards, and go shopping. So
it's like they're out of Oliver. Consider yourself one of the furniture, part of the family.
Let's see. In September, a 36-year-old woman was victimized on 59th Street and 5th Avenue. Her wallet was missing. And all of a sudden, someone went to Bloomingdale's and charged $600 on her account.
Oops. So this is a pickpocket ring?
Well, I don't know. They have pictures of these three women. Two are in their 30s, one in their 50s. The pictures are very clear. So I think you'll be able to figure out who these women are. But they finally released it. There are six separate incidents. And they pick your pocket on the train or the bus and then go on a shopping spree.
You've got to pick a pocket or two. One of your favorites
from Oliver.
Musicals.
I love it. Fagin, absolutely teaching the kids.
You got it. All right, now let's get the news at 6:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Michael. Firefighter has been injured after fighting a fire at a marijuana grow house in the Bronx. The fire commissioner, Daniel Nigro, says this broke out last night at a three-story building on Mayflower Avenue in the Pelham Bay section.
Very early in the operation, the firefighter who was assigned to the roof position was climbing to the roof on a 35-foot extension ladder, apparently lost his footing, fell 30 feet to the pavement
below.
He
was taken to Jacoby Hospital. The injuries, fortunately, not life-threatening, but the fire commissioner says this guy was very lucky. Is Defense Secretary James Mattis on his way out? President Trump implied that he may be during an interview with 60 Minutes. In a twist, though, he suggested Attorney General Jeff Sessions may be safe.
I was disappointed that he recused himself, and many people think I was right on that. I was very disappointed. Why should he have recused himself? So I was very disappointed, we'll see what happens.
Can I assume he's gone?
No, you can't assume that.
And how about you think Mattis is gone because Trump said, you know, he's more of a Democrat. So. That may be a
tip-off.
That's
one reason to get rid of him.
Maybe a tip-off.
And by the way, the president says he has a great cabinet, but there are some people he's not thrilled with.
I'm telling you, no one will ever pin him down in an interview. The guy just veers left and right. I'm president and you're
not. That's the best line of the day.
He was fabulous. The president heads to Florida and Georgia today to tour areas damaged by Hurricane Michael. A lot of people still unaccounted for. A lot of concern about that. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan expecting as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex begin a 16-day tour of several countries. They announced that they're going to have a baby. Ooh, they were married in May. Got right to work, apparently. They say are delighted.
Everyone's counting on their fingers.
I know, exactly.
May, June. Spring is outside the 9 months. But yeah, you know what's going to happen? The baby's going to arrive early. Everyone's going to go, oh, really now?
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Aha! Walking down the aisle pregnant, huh, Megan?
Wonder who the father is.
Exactly.
The baby is due this spring. Hey, watching sports could kill you.
Not me.
Not you. You're smart. There's new research that says the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat could be wreaking havoc on your heart. CNN says that heart rates especially spike during a scoring opportunity. And if you have NFL Direct, you get the red zone. You get a lot of that stuff, you
know?
That's
in life, whether or not it's sports or not. If there's a scoring opportunity, the heart rate does go up.
Pumping a little quicker. But the other problem here with the heart pumping a little faster when you're watching sports, you tend to drink a lot and overeat while watching the games. The advice of doctors, avoid binge drinking.
Oh, boy.
Watch what you eat, drink plenty of water, and remember, it's just a game.
Don't watch sports, don't eat, and don't drink. That sounds like a fun weekend, doesn't it?
I don't know what I'm going to do when the Giants come on next week.
Well, there's no reason to
binge
watch.
Binge drink? That's what you're going to do, binge drink.
There's no reason to watch them.
That's true.
Is this country headed for another civil war? First blows may have been struck on the Upper East Side, and we have the details. Plus, if you want $1,000, your chance is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. And now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biter.
WOR.
Well, good morning to everyone on a Monday at 6:39 in the a.m. on 710 on the a.m. We're glad you could be with us. You know, every day we put up some terrific videos on our website, and we've got a couple of crazy ones. First of all, there's this highway that's under construction or, you know, repairs going on near San Francisco. So this guy with a long trailer truck tries to go around the bend, and there are signs all over the place that vehicles over 39 feet in length are not allowed on this curve in the road because it just can't work. So this guy, this was clearly longer than 39 feet. I mean, it might have been twice or three times as long. He tries to go on this highway, and basically the truck just tips over, Michael.
No!
Oops. Ow.
Somebody did he just
with
say
a question
ow?
Mark.
He did went he just say ow?
He did, with a question mark. Ow?
Ow?
Well,
oops.
Apparently the driver was not hurt, but the video, this long tractor trailer truck just goes tip,
whoops,
boop, over the side of the road, down the embankment.
Like the long, remember that Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz movie, The Long Trailer?
Oh, yeah, I sort of do remember that.
Remember? And they try to turn and navigate with a long trailer. Yeah. And she puts all the rocks in the back, and it almost falls over.
We got to check out this video. It's 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. I guess one contractor, he was capturing the video. I guess he was heard to say, he's in it. He's in it to win it. Listen to this. This is just going around. Just going around the bend. I love this.
No!
Is that a question?
Ow.
Ow. Slides down the embankment, the oversized truck. Check it out, the website. Oh, we have this. This is a crazy story. There's a lot more to this story.
Okay, so here's another video we've got up. 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. This woman, Teresa Klein, she's 53 years old. She's in Brooklyn. And somebody gropes her, so she calls 911. But it turns out the person who groped her, Len, 9-year-old. A 9-year-old black boy.
But I don't think he really groped her.
No, he didn't.
I think he just, like, knocked into
her. He bumped her.
Yeah.
And she calls 911 on him to complain that he sexually assaulted her. And, of course, all the people around her say, are you kidding me? You're calling 911 to complain that a 9-year-old child sexually assaulted you?
Well, this is Natalie. Now, who would have caught this whole thing on video?
It was actually on surveillance video.
Oh, this is surveillance.
Actually, this woman, Teresa, and a whole bunch of people from the community met back at the bodega during the weekend to watch it with the media there. And there was nothing on that video
that showed
a sexual assault.
What did the kid do? I mean, he's just...
apparently, it seemed like a backpack might have brushed her on her butt.
Man,
people are touchy.
Well, now, do you hear it clearly on the... Well, let's listen here.
That's right. The son grabbed my... She decided to yell at me.
Stay here. So I'm
going to
stay here, right?
Yes. Your security kid.
Let me go. Don't say no, man.
Go home.
Let's make it go viral.
Go home. No.
No, not her.
No.
Come on.
No idea what these people are. This is the community meeting? Must be the...
Right after the incident.
Is this when
outside
they went back
when
to look
No, this is when she was actually outside of the store calling 911 on her phone.
All right. Look at that. She called the police.
Come home. Nobody want to touch your flat ass.
Who's yelling at her? Nobody's going to want to touch your blank.
Her flat blank? Mm-hmm. That's what she said?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to.
Well, I mean, if you look at the video.
She's very thin.
Oh.
Nobody wants to touch your flat blank?
You're fat.
Wow.
No, flat.
If you were Kardashian, then the kid would be all over.
Please, if you go anywhere near him, you're going to bump into that thing. Kim Kardashian, can't help
Jennifer
it.
Lopez.
I mean, trip over it.
Well, this is crazy stuff.
Have you ever seen a child? Apartment?
What is your problem?
I don't even know why I'm giving her attention.
I'm pulling you out. Do you seriously just call the police on a child?
On a police officer.
Go away.
No, white lady, I will not.
Okay, lady.
What?
Look, why y'all look? Don't even get involved no more.
A woman confronts her. She says, "Go away." A white woman confronts the black, and the black woman says, "Go away, white woman."
It was a scene. This kids are crying. She's on the phone.
This could become a racial incident.
It already is.
Terrible.
Well, if you look at the video, apparently all the little boy did, he had his backpack and he just brushed against her, and she turned on him like some vengeful fury.
How old was this little kid?
Nine.
He's nine.
9 years old. Well, apparently, now Fox caught up with this lady on the street over the weekend.
Well, yeah, I think this might have been part of this.
She did apologize. She has apologized to the boy.
Presser that they had back at the store.
So they caught up with Teresa Klein.
This woman was very aggressive.
But you said in the video that at least many of us have seen, sexual assaulted me.
I thought it was the child.
So now you don't think that it was the child?
Well, you guys, I just asked them, and they said that you really did view the security camera footage. Therefore, I believe you girls.
I don't think this woman's going to be shopping in that deli ever again.
I don't think this woman should go anywhere near that deli.
No, absolutely.
All right. Now, speaking of the craziness over the weekend, this Proud Boys fight. So this, they had the speaker at this Republican club on the Upper East Side on 83rd Street, the Metropolitan Republican Club.
I've spoken there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they have all the right-wing crazy speak there?
Yes.
Now, this guy, Gavin McInnes, founder of the Proud Boys, which is apparently a far-right group describing themselves as Western chauvinists.
Right.
Well, obviously, there were some supporters of his there, and there were some protesters from the left there.
And there was a melee.
And there was a melee, yeah.
Melee.
A street, on the street, on 83rd Street, and there were three people arrested. Early reports were they were only arrested from the left, but the police are saying they have no idea who the arrestees are affiliated with. The investigation is ongoing, but then Governor Cuomo jumped into the fray.
We will not tolerate hate speech. It is not protected. It is illegal.
Whoa, whoa.
We will investigate it to the fullest.
What is he talking about? Hate speech is not protected. Of course it's protected. There's a First Amendment out there, folks. Don't you know anything about the First Amendment, Governor Cuomo? You can't go around silencing people just because they're saying things you don't like. That's nuts. That's censorship. That is scary.
He's a fascist. He's a white supremacist. He hates Jews. He hates blacks.
What's that? Some woman's blaming Trump? Is that what that's all about?
Stop it.
That's what that's all
that
about.
That was a cheap shot. You know, I'm concerned, though, Len. I do think we're going to see more and more violence in this country as the left and the right do begin to
clash. You said that. You said there's going to be
a
civil war.
I think we're going to start seeing it on college campuses when some of these provocative speakers are there. We saw some clashes in Portland, Oregon. I'm telling you, I have an uneasy feeling about where we're headed.
All right, this woman was not speaking about Trump. She was talking about the Proud Boys leader, Gavin McInnes.
He's a fascist. He's a white supremacist. He hates Jews. He hates blacks.
So that's the guy who spoke, Gavin McInnes. Because Cuomo was blaming Trump. She said it was all coordinated with the midterms, and Cuomo said Trump was, you know, at fault here.
Of course, Cuomo's going to blame Trump. Doesn't it bother you when the governor of the state of New York comes out and says, we will not tolerate hate speech, it's not protected by law? I'm sorry, the only point of the First Amendment is to protect the most offensive speech. That's the country we live in. Well, you're entitled to have horrible opinions.
But not if it promotes violence. I don't think you can.
Were these guys promoting violence?
I don't know.
I think that's clear. You can't yell fire in a crowded room, right. But if you want to hate the Jews, you can hate the Jews.
Well, here's
you can. I mean, that's,
well,
welcome,
that's not
welcome
nice.
To the First Amendment.
Well, don't do that. Hurt
you
my
know?
Feelings.
Well,
I think they're ill-informed fools.
Exactly. That's the only way to fight them.
This Republican is dismissing the protesters as fools. All right. Coming up next, we're heading across the pond.
Ew,
we have today's major royal news. Baby mania has struck the UK. Plus, extra cash for you coming up at 7:05. But first, we got Bernie Vider with traffic.
Well, we got a royal baby bump there, Len.
Oh,
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting. You knew that was coming.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Everyone's out there counting the months. Let's see. Hello. Will she deliver early?
All right. Well, let's go to our month counter and royal correspondent, Tom Rivers, over in London. Good morning.
Hey,
well, good afternoon to you, Tom. It's afternoon there in London, I think.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Good morning, Len. I tell you, it's funny because you hit it on the head. Everyone's doing the counting back and figuring out shortly after they tied
the knot. Is that the official word coming from Buckingham Palace?
They say the spring,
well, no,
right?
We flip through the calendar, you figure it out yourself. Exactly.
Well, let's see. They were married in May, but 9 months does not get us to spring, so... You know, I have a hunch all of a sudden the baby comes early and everyone will go, aha!
Maybe. Just maybe. But there you go. Yeah, we're going to have another royal. And again, it'll be a stakeout for, I tell you, who makes a lot of money are the freelance cameramen.
Oh, yeah.
And sound men, because they camp out for, lordy, for days, day and night. And they're on the clock and watching the dust settle for many, many, many of those hours until the action really starts, and there you go. They're off and running.
So, Tom, this baby will be what, number 78th in line? I mean, where does this one fit in?
Yeah, it's going to be down to the – is it not even going to make the starting lineup? So it's going to be down there. So it will get a title if the Queen says, you know, I'm going to bestow a title on you, proper title. But, you know, it may just you say, you know, there you go. It's another royal kid. And there you go. Go off and get a job. Be a real person. You know, we'll see what shakes out.
All right, Tom. So Harry and Meghan are on this trip through New Zealand and Sydney and Fiji. Mm. What's the point of all this stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, if you think back, all of them did it. Charles and Di went on these kinds of trips. The Queen and Philip did these kind of things as well early on in their after they got married, and it's happening again. It's kind of a PR campaign to try to unify some of the British Commonwealth. And it is a 16-day, pretty arduous trip. They've got something like 76 events.
Wow.
That they're going to have to show up and smile and shake hands and do all that sort of thing. That's something, you know, that, you know,
will the subject,
some rest.
Maybe right, I was going to say, will the yeah. subjects be allowed to touch your stomach to see if they can feel the baby moving in there?
I think that picture would be in just about every paper around the world.
Hope there's that baby sickness with all these appearances down there. Hey, listen, have the betting parlors started? Boy, girl, names, all that kind of stuff, which I'm sure they're going to do?
You know, not, this is just broken in the past couple of hours, but you know, the bookies around, the bookies will take money on just about anything. So I'm sticking with the one I always stick with. I get a good long shot on Zorro, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, is there a sense that Meghan and Harry might upstage William and Kate? I mean, they're kind of a more attractive couple with a little more life to them than William and Kate.
Yeah, you know, they got the freedom to do whatever they want to do, which is great. So they can get, you know, an arm and a leg out of the gilded golden cage that really William and Kate cannot do. So they got to follow the protocol and they got to do, you know, everything right. And Meghan and Harry can, you know, let their hair down the road. So, you know, they're in a much more enviable position. And I remember when George and Charlotte were born, knocking Harry down the tree as far as lineage to the throne, and he's probably the happiest guy in the UK because he wants to get away from it. He's, look, that's great, you know, jump in front of the line. That'll be, you know, very good for him.
So the news broke a couple of hours ago. Meghan Markle is expecting in the spring. Now, did the tabloids immediately go with the huge front page headlines all over London?
They will. The Evening Standard will be hitting the street as we speak. So that'll be, I'm sure, that is the front page. But it's interesting. It was broken by Kensington Palace here in London, and Harry and Meghan had just arrived in Sydney. So they're on the other side of the world. And, in fact, our crew along on that trip was briefed. It was like a 10-minute briefing saying exactly, you know, what you would expect, that Harry and Meghan are over the moon and looking forward to the birth of their firstborn, et cetera, et cetera. And we expect that all to shake out, as I said at the top, in the spring. So it'll be another royal story that we'll have to keep our eyes on.
All right, Tom Rivers in London covering the important stories, the royal
Thanks,
baby.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, yeah, so everyone's going to get excited. And this is really kind of a lady story, isn't it, Natalie? This is the kind of thing that
she's
get
busting
all
on me. I meant morning sickness. What did I say, baby sickness?
Baby sickness.
No, I knew it's a lady story.
Well, I'm not even responding to either
sickness.
Of you.
What?
How many guys do you think are seriously interested in Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's kid, please?
Well, I want to count them all. Let's see, they were married in May, 1 month, 2 months.
Believe me.
Everyone's on their fingers.
Have you seen her lately? She is not 7 months pregnant.
I didn't say she was seven, but, well, she could be, I guess. Yeah. Mm. The baby comes in a couple of months. She came early.
Well, they strike me as being a pretty randy couple, got to say. So.
Yeah,
all right, when we come back, I'm president and you're not. Trump puts Leslie Stahl in her place on 60 Minutes.
I'm president, and you're not.
It's great stuff. Bless your chance to win $1,000. It'll be coming up after 7 o'clock. But now let's get the news at 7.